two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Today, of course, the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Traditional ceremonies this year have been adjusted due to the coronavirus pandemic. In New York, two separate ceremonies are taking place in Manhattan. Former Vice President and current Democratic candidate Joe Biden and Vice President Pence are both expected to attend the 9/11 Memorial and Museum ceremony.
Al Petrocelli lost his brother in the Twin Towers and says the ceremonies have always been politicized, but he urges the country to remember why they gather on this solemn day.
It's a national event that continues to this day with the young men and women joining the armed forces to protect this country, and it's something that should not get lost in politics.
Coming up in just over 10 minutes, we will speak with Aaron Katursky in New York City about the different ways the country is remembering this day.
Dozens of Utah firefighters are deploying this morning to help crews battling wildfires in Oregon. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, specifically 48 firefighters from various state fire agencies are deploying to Oregon this morning to help the firefighter efforts there. The group is deploying for a little over 2 weeks under the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. That's a state-to-state mutual aid effort, which is coordinated through state emergency management agencies. Deployment is set to happen at the Maverick Center this morning, and staging should start in about an hour. A representative from the Utah Department of Health will be on hand to review COVID-19 safety measures and also take the temperature of each firefighter. Also happening this morning, 10 soldiers from Utah's National Guard are deploying to California to help with their wildfires. That group is also going for about 2 weeks and will be sent along with two Black Hawk helicopters. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The windstorm has been over for several days now, but there are still thousands of Utahns in the dark this morning. Rocky Mountain Power has been making progress on getting power lines put back up, but there are some homes that won't have power until sometime this weekend. We get more from KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Rocky Mountain Power says most of the big circuits that were knocked out by this week's windstorm have been repaired, but spokesman Spencer Hall says it's going to be slow going to get everything back online.
Now it's each backyard individually. It's removing trees, putting in new wires. Sometimes we don't have access to the backyard. We have to bring in big equipment. And then things are all spread around.
The biggest challenges for crews right now are in the Metro Salt Lake, Ogden, and Davis County areas. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Rocky Mountain Power's website shows over 46,000 homes and businesses in northern Utah are still without power.
Cleanup from Tuesday's hurricane force winds continues in many parts of the Wasatch Front, including one of the hardest hit areas, Rose Park. But Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says the damage swept through six different counties. He says that's prompted Governor Herbert to call out the Utah National Guard.
The National Guard is going to be bringing some of their equipment out to help. UDOT's here today. What we'll be doing is evaluating every day where we need to send those resources.
Through Monday, 200 service members will be helping with those cleanup efforts.
Salt Lake City police and health workers ran into resistance yesterday when they went to clean up a camping area where homeless people have been living in tents along 700 South. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumes says the big question is, where will these people go?
Protesters confronted health workers and police, some putting cell phones right into their faces. They took video of the effort. In the end, the workers cleaned up around the tent sites but didn't force anyone to leave the area. The Deseret News reports health officials think the cleanups at camping sites are only part of the solution to Salt Lake's long-term problem with homelessness. Protesters see them as unfair, simply pushing people into other areas. The three new resource centers for the homeless are close to capacity. Worries about COVID-19 and other issues keep some people from using them. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The wildfire season continues to take its toll. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. The death toll rises in Butte County, California, as wildfire ravages the landscape.
An additional seven deceased individuals were located by our deputies and detectives today.
The sheriff says the toll there now 10, with 16 missing. The rash of western wildfires now killed a confirmed 17 people. Senate Democrats defeated the Republican stimulus proposal yesterday. Leader Mitch McConnell says the vote doesn't help the American people.
Washington Democrats really care more about hurting President Trump than helping them through this crisis.
Democrats complained the bill included several so-called poison pills, like aid to students of private schools. No word what happens next. And President Trump followed up Joe Biden's visit to Michigan with a campaign stop of his own there yesterday.
If Biden wins, the rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners win.
Well, today the president is just about to land in Pennsylvania for a 9/11 remembrance. Biden has no campaign stops next week and is suspending TV ads for today's anniversary. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.